Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Art, journalism, and movies are discrete entities operating within their self-sustaining bubbles. They rarely cross over. And in movies, within movies, there are documentaries and entertainment. But with the rise of new media, the lines between all of these are starting to blur. This week, I'm looking at movies with political themes from France and the United States. There's an art house drama about unemployment that looks like a documentary, and a documentary about mass shootings that feels more like an art house flick. Speaking is Difficult, directed by A.J. Schnack.
911, what's the location of the emergency?
Sandy Hook School. I think there's somebody shooting in here. Sandy Hook School.
Okay, what makes you think that?
Because somebody's got a gun. I saw a glimpse of somebody. They're running down the hallway.
Okay.
They're still running. They're still shooting.
Picture a schoolyard on a sunny day, a quiet, calm feeling. An American flag, stars and stripes, ripples in the breeze. And then the sound of gunshots ring out, screaming, chaos, panic, despair. A voice calls out for help. Now, picture this scene repeated over and over again. Short glimpses of scenic America, beautifully composed in 3-second takes. Schools, strip malls, bridges, and movie theaters. The Sikh Temple in Wisconsin. Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut. A movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. Dubbed over the top of this calming new footage are grainy tapes of 911 callers. On many of them, you can hear the shots still firing in the background as people, including the caller, run for cover. And each 20 to 30 second sequence is silently labeled with where it took place and how many people were killed. It finishes with testimony before Congress by Gabriel Gifford, who suffered a brain injury from one of these shootings. Speaking is difficult, indeed, she says. What the film never shows, unlike the nightly news where if it bleeds, it leads, are the killers' names. This is not an exploitation film meant to inspire copycat killers looking for their own moment in the sun. It's a visual memorial to the people who are killed in mass shootings in the United States. It happens every 78 days now on average, 2.5 times more often than just 5 years ago. Speaking is Difficult is a powerful short film. It's part of Field of Vision, which is a new online documentary channel that combines the news, ongoing and developing stories, with cinematic directors. Pretty pictures, in other words, mixed with hard-hitting stories. It's co-founded by Schnack, this director, Charlotte Cook, and Laura Poitras. She's the director who brought us Citizen 4, that great documentary about NSA whistleblower Edward Snowden. So all of these short news films are free and available online on Field of Vision. I suggest you check it out. The Measure of a Man, La Loi du Marché, directed by Stéphane Brisé. Thierry, played by Vincent Landon, is a taciturn man in his early 60s. He has worked as a tool and die machinist for many years in a unionized factory job. He lives with his wife, played by Karine de Mirbeck, and his son, played by Mathieu Chaleur. They've nearly paid off their mortgage on their nice apartment, and they own a modern mobile home to spend August at the beach. They still go out dancing as a couple, and they have a caregiver who helps Mathieu, who's disabled, study science in preparation for college. It's the French version of the American dream with pensions and medical care, everything taken care of. Thierry's happy family can devote their free time to studying, hobbies, and relationships. Then, all of a sudden, the company, the place he's worked for most of his life, suddenly fires him without cause. The union objects and files a grievance, but Thierry is left rudderless, without income, and with few prospects at his age. He soon discovers the vaunted French welfare state is fraying around the edges. They pay him for retraining, but in a job, in a profession with no jobs. They send him to low-wage interviews with condescending employers, which don't want to hire him. His banker casually says, why don't you just sell your home? And you better buy some life insurance. I don't think you have many years left. Oh. So his union rep says, keep on fighting against that former employer in solidarity and testify at the upcoming trial. But he can't give him any money. So his life is on a downward spiral, a race to the bottom. He finally gets a job in retail security, where he spies on customers with aerial cameras that zoom across the store's ceiling. Treat every shopper like a potential shoplifter, he's told. So accused of theft, he watches customers and staff brought behind glass mirrors and humiliated. He has to tell them to hand over the missing 5 euros or that misused coupon or loyalty card or I'll suffer the consequences. But how long can Thierry be part of the system that ground him down? Measure of a Man is a realistic drama that feels like a documentary about the decline and fall of France's working class. Except for Vincent Landon, everyone in this movie is a non-actor, and it's shot in real places, not on a movie set. So it has a real documentary feeling, and it's heartbreaking in parts, but it still leaves you with a sense of hope about Thierry's integrity and self-worth. And Landon is really great actor. Measure of a Man opens today in Toronto. Check your local listings. And Speaking is Difficult just premiered on Field of Vision, which you can find at theintercept.com. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.